We do have a delegation that wants to address this one, and it's by Margaret Taylor. And just a reminder, Ms. Taylor, that delegations are permitted for 10 minutes plus 5 minutes for questions and answers, and limited to a maximum of two presenters. You're by yourself, so you've obviously met that one. The clerk will track the time for your delegation, and I will verbally notify you when you have 2 minutes left. If you prefer a visual cue, please note that at the start of your delegation. The floor is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. I felt it imperative to attend this meeting and voice my concerns, not only regarding the reports outlined in today's agenda, but about the continual degradation of the quality of work, projects, and tasks that are being conducted by Northumberland County and the Social Services team. I would like to comment on the report 2025-132 being submitted today. This report is in reference to the 310 Division Street Business Pulse Survey. This report bloviates incompetence. Data was collected for only a 1 week time period. This time frame does not allow a meaningful input from business owners, particularly during the long holiday weekend, and was not advertised effectively enough for serious engagement with clear communication plans, a web link for future access to the report, discussions with the DBIA and the Chamber of Commerce and any other business entity. This report mentions 250 DBIA businesses that should be included in the data survey. How many of those businesses of the 250 are ground floor retail outlets? An office on an upper floor level does not experience the same daily disruptions from 310 as a street level business. The survey response rate outlined in the report shows 12%. That is considered a respectable response rate. A good survey response rate is normally 5% up to 30%. Depending on the variable of the survey questions being asked and the type of survey. If a survey response rate is miscalculated, it can lead to inaccurate conclusions about the validity and the generalizability of the survey findings. Yet, with future further research, I've been able to conclude that there are approximately 70 retail street level businesses within a 500 meter radius of 310 Division. And that is going from University to the north, Highway 2 to the south, George Street to the west, and College to the east, which now changes the survey response rate to 45%. Interestingly, the report outline and description shows flawed interpretations and incorrect statistical methods, which leads to selecting data points that support a desired conclusion, but ignores data that contradicts the desired outcome. As mentioned in the report limitations, not all eligible businesses completed the survey. I would like to mention again that survey response rates vary, and any type of survey rarely receives 100% participation. What was received was reflective of the businesses that did respond and their experiences concerning 310 Division Street. It is being stated that because not all of the eligible businesses responded, that the data collected is not reflective of those real responses. Are Northumberland County management and staff looking to create a response biased to construe a more wanted outcome? Are they looking to pad the responses with offsetting feedback to influence the outcome? Because that's what it seems like to me reading the reports. To conduct data analysis without a clear understanding of the root cause of the problem or without documenting a desired goal is pointless. It is even more concerning that it seems that positive bias stacking is being conducted. Is this typical of the behavior of the data reporting structure of Northumberland County? Which leads me to question, why is the survey only limited to the 500 meter radius? Is it because the ECE bylaw outlines that distance? Well, that's not acceptable. Just because the town outlines a perimeter, that does not mean that Northumberland County gets to ignore the effects of the chaos beyond the circumference. If there were a genuine effort made to understand the issues being faced by the community, Northumberland County management would be addressing the community directly and not hiding behind the ineffective Community Liaison Committee. A major point of contention outlined in this report is the paragraph stating, further, it is difficult to determine the concerns reported by businesses are due to 310 Division Street clients, individuals experiencing homelessness in general, or even individuals who are housed. Ultimately, it is a judgment or assumption made by the businesses reporting these experiences as to the source of the concerns in most cases. Additionally, 310 Division Street is not the only shelter in downtown Coburg, nor is it the only social service provider. One would then question, why is Northumberland County even conducting a survey if all the data collected will ultimately become a judgment or an assumption made by the businesses? Let me remind everyone that specifically, a statement published by Northumberland County announcing 310 Division Street on December 4th, 2023, Kate Campbell, Director of Service Communications, stated, Transition House is Northumberland's only emergency shelter. This is also the verbiage that is consistently repeated in news reports, announcements, county documentation, and has been mentioned on several occasions in county reports. Transition House also states on their website that they are the only emergency shelter in Northumberland. So as soon as the accountability is being questioned, Northumberland County is quick to divert and place blame elsewhere. And for this purpose, it seems that the author of this report is blaming the women and children from Cornerstone for the anarchy and pandemonium that has now become Coburg. Women and children who are actually fleeing disarray themselves. The reports that were submitted to county councillors should be solid. They should not seem to deliberately mislead, distort, or deflect accountability away from county management and the responsibilities of the CAO. The CAO is responsible for the accuracy, thoroughness, attention to detail, and consistency in delivering reliable, effective, and valuable services and reporting to Northumberland County Council and to Northumberland County that will positively affect the outcome of all its residents. And the CAO has failed at the obligation of checking off and agreeing to these reports. I ask Northumberland County Council at this time to investigate the practices of approving these reports. And if that can be done by vote, and if not applicable, if it can be done by other avenues. I am sure the community will show support for this action because nothing will change unless there is a change. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Any comments, questions from members of council, or pardon me, committee? Go ahead, Deputy Warden.
Thank you for coming forward. Thank you for your delegation, and thank you for the comments that you made around survey design, methodology, rigor, generalizability, and applicability.
Push your button. Please.
Sorry. As the survey continues, the one thing that needs to be of a big concern is survey fatigue. People will not continue to answer surveys, and you will continue to get a lower response rate because the questions become redundant. So that's the last thing I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Martin, do you have a comment?
Yes, I do. Hello, Margaret. I do not think it's fair that you specifically target the CAO. We are a county council. We work in conjunction with one another and with staff. I don't see you at all the committee meetings. I don't see you at county council. I think that you're missing the point. At one hand, you want statistics. And on the other hand, you don't like the statistics. On one hand, the DBIA doesn't represent business. And yet they pay membership, and that is what the DBIA does. And that, by the way, is what the government recognizes when they come to allot funds and so on. There has to be a system. It isn't anarchy. This is government. And by the way, I would like you to show a little more respect for people who choose to take on this.
Point of order. We're not here, Chair, to chastise delegations. This is inappropriate at best.
And we're not here to discuss your take on drug use and things found on the
street. Order, please, Chair. No. Please silence this, Counselor. They are insulting delegations.
I insult no one, sir. I'm telling you how this
please,
is
Chair.
Works.
Please, Chair, step in and take a leadership position.
Yes, please go ahead. You were interrupted. Please go ahead, Councillor Martin.
Thank you. We are all faced with these situations and needs, and that's what we're working to. And we all do it with full heart. There is no conspiracy here. We're here because we want to make it better, and we want to serve the needs. Let us please start operating from that premise, and then we can continue and work things out and find better ways. I am not impressed when it's just attacking. It does no one any good.
Thank you, Councillor. Yes, ma'am, you may.
Thank you, Ms. Martin, for your comments. I appreciate your input. My intent was not to attack. My intent was to show that the CAO actually approves these reports. And these reports and the verbiage and the wording that is used in these reports needs to be looked at carefully and delicately based on the fact that we are dealing with circumstances in the communities that are concerning. And that was what I am asking about, is having an investigation about the approval of the reports when things don't look right. And I am not a highly educated statistician, but what I can say is that when I read the report and the wording, there were a lot of things that came and stood out to me. I am not attacking anybody. This is a democratic society, and I have the right to sit here and voice my concerns, and nor should I actually be chastised for it. Just because it doesn't fall within what you believe, it's still my right to bring forth issues that I think are concerning. Thank you very much.
And I just thank you very much. The resolution reads that the Social Service Committee received a delegation from Margaret Taylor regarding report 2025-132-310 Division Street Business Pulse Survey for information. Mover and seconder. Moved by Deputy Warden Hankivsky and seconded by Warden Ostrander. Further discussion?
I'll note that Councillor Cleveland has his hand up.
Councillor Cleveland.
Thank you, Chair. When we have behaviors like what we've just seen from Councillor Martin, it makes sense why Coburg residents no longer feel comfortable coming to this level of government. When members of this committee choose to take personal attacks at a delegation who came forward stating very clearly that the CAO is the head and therefore needs to be held to account, she's not attacking the CAO. And I'm pretty sure if we go back on records, the only kind of person who ever actually launches an attack is Councillor Martin. I know personally I've been called close to 7 different slang and insulting terms over the last 2.5 years by Councillor Martin across the deck. And so what I would like to suggest is that this is exactly the reason why the town of Coburg is hosting a town hall on June 17th, because Coburg residents can't even show up to county council and provide a delegation without being attacked personally by members of this council. So to Ms. Taylor and to the remainder.
I appreciate it.
I'm now getting cut off again, sir. Is that correct?
Yes, you are.
Noted. Continuing the silencing and bullying of Coburg residents. Thank you, sir.
So I've read the motion. And I'm going to provide a first warning, first verbal warning, to preserve and protect the decorum of this meeting. Persons in the audience, in person on or online, must refrain from disputive behaviors. Please consider this as your first warning. And I'll read the resolution again. Oh, I've already read that. All in favor? Motion is carried. Who does? Councillor Cleveland.
Chair, there wouldn't be a need to be a disruptive behavior if you actually controlled your meetings. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Okay, the resolution for 8G, that Social Services Committee received report 2025-132, 310 Division Street Business Pulse Survey for information, and further that the committee recommend the County Council receive this report for information. Mover and a seconder. Moved by Deputy Warden Hankivsky, seconded by Warden Ostrander. All in favor? Motion's carried.